Authoritarian intelligence. There are a lot of different definitions of intelligence. I like to think of intelligence as the ability to predict the future. If you measure intelligence by scores on IQ tests, I imagine the authoritarians and libertarians would, on average, have about the same IQ. If that's true, why is it that authoritarians seem to do a lot of foolish things? The authoritarian term actionable intelligence is one of the most pernicious assaults on freedom and equality I have seen. By pounding the phrase actionable intelligence into the mass consciousness, the establishment has claimed the right to use massive, lethal force without a public justification at all. Trial by jury, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Those so-called protections against unbridled state destruction and death are ignored. Our government kills people for secret reasons and with secret justification. Our government kills people in foreign countries without ever declaring war. And that's a total violation of both the spirit and the letter of even the authoritarian U.S. Constitution. The nature of authoritarian transactions limits the efficiency of authoritarian systems of governance. An authoritarian transaction requires an enforcement mechanism, and enforcement mechanisms require money, time, and information processing. Think jails, cops, armies, courts, bureaucrats, and etc. Also remember the tax accountants and lawyers that citizens must pay for to avoid the worst predations of the state. All these coercive mechanisms don't just require extra money and time. They also require information processing capability, and lots of it. A libertarian transaction does not require any enforcement mechanism other than the right of everyone not to participate if they don't want to. The simple ability to say no is the most cost-effective and efficient enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. The authoritarian may have just as much native intelligence as the libertarian, but a lot of the authoritarian's intelligence is tied up in managing violence and deceit. The use of violence and deceit limits the authoritarian's ability to communicate and cooperate. That is basically why churches have more members than governments. That's why we can have libertarian globalism, but we can't have authoritarian globalism. That's why the free market is more efficient than bureaucracies. That's why we need to say no to taxation, incarceration, education, and war. That's why we need to tell the truth about our world. That's why we need to stop calling it taxation and call it what it really is, armed robbery. That's why we need to stop calling it incarceration and call it what it really is, kidnapping, torture, and chattel slavery. That's why we need to stop calling it education and call it what it really is, brainwashing and obedience training. That's why we need to stop calling it war and call it what it really is, mass murder and infrastructure destruction. By consistently describing the actions of governments in the same way we describe the actions of other criminals, we can implement much-needed reforms and do it in the very near future. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.